From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of the Wildcast podcast. I'm your host, Justin Spears. Before we get started, make sure you download the Wildcaster app. It's free and available on the App Store and Google Play. And also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Now, Arizona softball getting ready for the Super Regional this Friday against Ole Miss. Arizona softball head coach Mike Candrea joined me earlier this week on ESPN Tucson. Let's go ahead and cut to that interview. The Arizona Wildcats softball team, they'll host Ole Miss for the NCAA Tournament Super Regionals this Friday at 4 p.m. And here with us is Arizona softball head coach Mike Candrea. Coach, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just trying to get ready for the week.
I know, man, this is a huge week for your team. But first, let's talk about the Arizona Wildcats winning the Tucson Regional. A great performance by your team against Auburn on Sunday. The Wildcats win 12-3. What did you like about your team on Sunday?
Well, right now I like the way we're playing. You know, I think we're getting good pitching, getting some timely hits, and playing good defense. And at this time of the year, that's kind of what you need to keep advancing. But I like the mindset of our team right now. And, you know, we're just excited to have another regional here at Hillenbrand Stadium and hope we can get all the fans to keep coming out because they were absolutely awesome this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. Now, Arizona is tied for second in Division I right now for most home runs this season. What about your team has just been so effective at the plate?
Well, you know, this junior class that we have is a class that I thought was very talented when we recruited them, and they have matured and have put up some numbers this year that were pretty amazing. You know, they're good players, but they've also got a good game mentality. They make good adjustments at the plate and do all the little things you have to do to be successful at this level. Mm-hmm.
Now, one of those hitters, Jessie Harper, she belted three home runs yesterday against Auburn. What can you just talk about her progress throughout this season? Because she became only the fifth player in NCAA tournament to hit three home runs in a single NCAA tournament game. Can you just talk about her progress at the plate?
Well, Jessie's always been a good hitter. I mean, when I recruited her, I knew she was going to be a good hitter. I thought she was a 20 home run type person. Had lots of power when she was young and continues to have lots of power. And the thing about Jess is she's a very aggressive hitter. She hasn't found a pitch that she doesn't like. And sometimes she will basically get herself out by chasing a lot of pitches. But I think her maturity has helped her be a little more patient at the plate, shrink the zone a little bit, get good pitches. And she's got great hand-eye coordination and a very quick bat and can supply some power when she squares it up.
Arizona softball head coach Mike Candrea joins the Sports Exchange on ESPN Tucson. Coach, you talked about your team, including Jessie Harper, and what they've done at the plate. Can you talk about maybe or compare the offense from this season to other teams that you've had in the past? Where does this team maybe rank?
Well, I think we'll find out. I mean, I always kind of save my evaluation on classes when they become seniors, and I think with this group here, it's, you know, getting this final moment, you know, winning a Super Regional and getting back to the College World Series. I think that's our goal each and every year, and so it really doesn't matter how many numbers you put up if you're not playing for a championship. But I think this team, like I said, has matured, and I think their maturity has been much more with the mindset, being able to slow the game down in big moments. And I think that's probably why you've seen a more consistent performance by them throughout the year, because they're starting to handle the game mentally. And, you know, softball's a game of failure. It puts you on a roller coaster, and you've got to handle the ups and downs. And sometimes when you're young, the game sometimes speeds up and gets quick on you, and you tend to give away at-bats and give away close games. And I think this team has matured both in the circle with Taylor McQuillan and Alyssa Denham and Gina Snyder. But offensively, you know, it was great to get Raina back in the lineup. Very, very solid hitter. But I think if you look at Harper and you look at Mulipola and you look at Martinez, you look at Riley Pierce, all those kids are a little bit older and a little more mature, and it's starting to show.
You know, Coach, a lot of great teams face adversity throughout the season. Your team faced adversity after getting swept by Washington at home, but then you turn around and you beat UCLA on the road. Do you look back at that Washington series and say maybe that was a blessing in disguise right before postseason?
Yeah, you know, I think this team, we went into the year challenging them early. We played a very tough schedule. I think our strength of schedule was number two in the country. And so I felt like they were very battle-tested when we got into post in the Pac-12 play. And then we kind of cruised, you know, for 17 games and or 18 games, and then we got into the Washington series. And once again, I thought during that series we didn't do a really good job of handling the big moment, and we had some opportunities but couldn't cash in. And I really thought that was a defining moment for us to be able to sit down and talk about, you know, what is it going to take for you individually to learn how to handle the big moment. And I reached out to some former players that were very good under pressure, to the likes of Jenny Finch and Lee Amico, Lee O'Brien when she was here, Lovie Jung, Jessica Mendoza, who I coached in the Olympics. And I asked them to just jot down and tell me what they went through, what they were thinking in big moments. And I shared that with the team, and I thought that each kid's a little bit different, but something would resonate through these comments, and I think it really did. I think it really helped some of them.
Now, was that a moment that you just got the team together and had a meeting and you shared those thoughts from the former players? When did this exchange from the former players to the current players happen?
Yeah, you know, I was watching the Sunday night baseball game with the Cardinals and the Cubs, and Jess was doing the game, and I thought, well, hell, I'm just going to text her and ask her a question. And I told Jess, I said, I want you to tell me what were your thoughts during big moments. And I don't want a vanilla answer. I don't want breathe and good self-talk, but I want you to really describe what happened to you and how you learned how to handle it. And I did that with each of them, and then they all sent me a text back with their answer, and then I just shared that. I basically read those to the team on Tuesday during our team meeting. And, you know, it seemed to give them at least some ideas and make them realize that, you know, when you get in big moments, everyone's nervous. And it's just learning how to handle that nervousness. And I told them that it's, you know, everyone's got butterflies, but you have to learn how to get those butterflies in formation during those tough times. And, yeah, it seemed to give some kids some ideas. And I really felt this past weekend. We did play the game very relaxed, very confident, and kept the game slow. And, you know, that's what you need to do from here on out.
Arizona softball head coach Mike Andrea joins the Sports Exchange on ESPN Tucson. Coach, now that you're hosting Ole Miss this Friday for a three-game series, Ole Miss is no slouch. What do you see out of the Rebels, and how do they present a challenge for your team, and how can you get into the College World Series?
Well, right now we've got a, you know, we just basically are gathering our information right now, looking at some video, and we'll have a game plan put together. You know, Taryn Mowat, my pitching coach, was at Ole Miss before she came here, so she's familiar with them, which kind of helps. But basically right now I'm worried more about Arizona playing Arizona softball and doing what we do. And, you know, I think it's a big advantage being at home and being able to get our crowd involved, and so this week is a week of preparation. So we're going to be doing a lot of that in the next few days and start putting our game plan together for Friday.
You know, Coach, you bring up Taryn Mowat, and I'm glad you did, because that was going to be my next question. You know, Coach, I remember, you know, watching that 2007 World Series when it felt like Taryn Mowat was going to pitch her arm off. She threw so many pitches. I'm just, you know, curious, what is kind of the mindset for your pitching personnel heading into the big stage right now?
Well, you know, I think Taylor McQuillan is a very accomplished and a very good pitcher, and I think Alyssa Dunham showed that, you know, she's kind of arrived and ready for the big moment. And so it's nice to go into postseason knowing that you don't have to rely on one. When I had Taryn, I mean, it was Taryn and Taryn. I mean, she had to be the kid with the great mindset to be able to do that. And she did a wonderful job and a fabulous performance at the College World Series to help us win a championship. But I think every year is a little bit different. And in today's world, I don't think you can really rely on one pitcher. I think it's really hard. And so we kind of look at we have a pitching staff. And so we have six kids that are, all of them can contribute. And then you just kind of look at matchups and play one game at a time.
And, Coach, how important is it to have one of your former players like Taryn Mowat on your staff, especially now that you're at this point in the season?
Well, I've got actually, two. I've got Caitlin Lowe, who played here and wore the uniform, and Taryn Mowat and Stacey Iveson, who is our director of ops. All of them have wore the Arizona uniform, and I think it's a tremendous advantage for people that understand the tradition and were a part of the tradition of Arizona softball. They've been there. You know, Taryn's been in the circle, so I think she relates quite well to our pitchers as to what they're going through and what they need to prepare for. And I think Caitlin Lowe was one of the best players to play the game, and she had a tremendous mindset to be successful at this level, and she's able to share, you know, her thoughts with our players. And I think it's just a great advantage, and I'm just very blessed right now to have a really good staff that I trust. They're good teachers. You know, they are good people, persons. They understand people, and they understand what makes them tick. And so I think they have a really good approach. And to me, I think that's been a big part of our resurgence or our success over the years.
That's Arizona softball head coach Mike Candrea. The Wildcats getting ready to take on Ole Miss for the Super Regionals at Rita Hillenbrand Stadium. Best of a three-game series. First pitch is on Friday at 4 p.m. Coach, best of luck to your team, and hopefully next time we talk to each other, it's about your team going to Oklahoma City.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That'll be a 4:05 pitch.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Absolutely. We'll try.
All right. Bear down.